It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Any day I don't win, it's a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Brief break, we bring you back to Seneca. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. We have reached the final two teams here in this American Legion Zone 3 tournament. The top two seeds with Corning and Hiawatha getting set to duke it out here, as both teams now have officially qualified for the AA State Tournament this upcoming weekend out in Concordia. But we still need to determine the Zone 3 champion. And let's get you the lineups for this one here tonight. Corning, a win, will end the tournament and win it if they can do so here tonight. They'll be the away team here, as though they are the top seed, but the coin flip. And Corning will be the road team here. So they'll bat first. Hunter Lehman will pitch. He'll lead it off. L.J. Kelzer will catch and bat second. Drew Gibbs, the shortstop, he'll bat third. Race Fisher at third, he'll bat fourth. Brett Heidemann, the first baseman, he'll bat fifth. Aiden Talley batting sixth, he'll be in left field. Paxton Bowers batting seventh at second base. Ben Haberkamp in center batting eighth. And Miles Wimberly in right field batting ninth for Corning. They come in with a record of 14-5. For Hiawatha, coming off the 7-4 win to eliminate Doniphan County in our first game tonight, Josh Smith at second, he'll lead it off. Cooper Jacobson at first, he'll bat second. Ashton Rocky, the center fielder, bats third. Sam Dunn, the shortstop, will bat fourth. Caden Smith, the DH, he'll bat fifth. Gannon Becker at third base, he'll bat sixth. Batting seventh is Cooper Wishrup, the catcher. Camden Thone in the right fielder, bats eighth. And Peyton Teal, the left fielder, rounds it out, batting ninth, with Brant Barnhill on the hill tonight for Hiawatha. So again, here we go, the top two seeds entering the four-team tournaments, and the top two teams left after Seneca and Doniphan County both eliminated. Corning, 2-0 in the tournament so far. They beat Hiawatha on Friday by a final score of 8-6. Thursday, they beat Doniphan County 15-5 in their tournament opener. Again, Hiawatha, the home team after the coin toss here. Sun is going to work its way down here after a bit. But I got the sunglasses on, so we got some sun issues, as we'll need that to keep a good eye on everything. But appreciate all of our great sponsors, our listeners. This has been a ton of fun, and we're going to have a great weekend coming up here at the end of this week with these two teams representing our area at the AA State Tournament in Concordia, with games starting on Friday. We'll have all the action right here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Brant Barnhill on the hill. Sorry, I'm probably going to say that a few times, so that's just going to keep happening. But Corning, the away team in this one, will bat first. Hunter Lehman, L.J. Kelzer, and Drew Gibbs. The back-to-back Legion champions, beating Hiawatha Sunday last week, 7 days ago in the league championship game. That was a 6-3 final, and Corning is 3-1 against Hiawatha this year, the fifth meeting, and these two again already qualified for states, and this one is underway. First pitch by Barnhill, little low and inside to Lehman, and it's 1-1, no strikes. First pitch, it's 7:32. Next pitch, off speed, a little low and inside, 2 balls and no strikes. 78 degrees, but it feels a tad bit warmer at 81. Winds out of the east, about 4 to 6 miles per hour, so very calm, not a factor in that regard. Another pitch, low and inside, Barnhill falls behind Lehman here at 3 balls, no strikes. Corning post 216, a 14-5 record. Lehman 2-for-5, a double and a single in the game on Thursday against DC. He had a 2 RBI double in the Friday win against Hiawatha. He'll take a called strike there, watching all the way, and it's now 3-1. So this will be consecutive summers that Corning will represent in the state tournament. Hiawatha in it for the second time in the last 3 years. And this one is sliced over the first baseman in Jacobson and somehow stayed inside the line, and it's going to be a leadoff single for Hunter Lehman. The reaction by Jacobson at first made it seem like with the angle that that was going to slice foul, but it stayed inside the line. Thonin got to it quickly and kept Lehman to a single. So he's at first with nobody out. Here's L.J. Kelzer, the catcher. Just getting going. Beautiful night here for our second game of the double dip. These two teams off to state here in a matter of days. Barnhill's pitch to Kelzer, a little bit outside for ball one. Kelzer 0 for 2. He was hit twice by a pitch in the Doniphan County game Thursday. Then he was 3 for 4 with 3 singles and 2 runs against Hiawatha on Friday. They beat Hiawatha 8-6. There's a pitch inside. Runner goes. Throw is a tad bit tardy, and Lehman with a stolen base. Pretty good throw by Wishrup. But Lehman got a better jump, and he's into scoring position with nobody out, and the count now 2-0 on L.J. Kelzer. And the pitch by Barnhill is low and outside. It gets away, and he'll trot to third without a throw. So just like that, Lehman up to third base, and a 3-0 count here on Kelzer. Tell you what, both of these teams will have an opportunity to make some noise out in Concordia. A 3-0 to Kelzer. Runs inside, and it hits him. So now runners at the corners with nobody out. Here's Drew Gibbs. Good opportunity for Corning to strike first. That 8-6 win on Friday against Hiawatha, they never trailed. They actually jumped out to a 6-0 lead in the first two innings. And then ultimately Hiawatha battled back, got to within one at 7-6 in the middle innings. Corning got a late run and some nice pitching to shut the door in that game. So here we go. Runners at the corners. Nobody out for Gibbs. Here's Barnhill's delivery. Just a bit inside. Missed. And it's one ball, no strike. So right now Barnhill a little bit strugglish here with the location in the first inning. He has worked three ball counts to each of the first two batters faced. And now he falls behind Gibbs here at 1-0. Runner takes off. And now a throw down to third, and it's high, and it gets out into left field, and a run's going to score. So Lehman scores to make it 1-0 Corning. An errant throw by Wishrup allows that run to score. So Corning leads it 1-0. And the runner, Kelzer, now at second base. Here's the pitch. A little bit outside, and now three balls, no strikes here on Gibbs. The fifth meeting between Corning and Hiawatha. Hiawatha, they have lost three of the four against Corning. That includes the 8-6 final on Friday. There's a called strike on the outside corner, and Gibbs now facing a 3-1 count. A run is in, 1-0, top of the first inning, still nobody outs. Runner at second base, should say a courtesy runner, by the way, is representing Kelzer over there at second. That one missed just outside. Ball four. So a single, a hit batter, and a walk. First three batters for Corning here in the first. They got something brewing. And here's Race Fisher, the third baseman. I believe Aldifer is the courtesy runner for Kelzer at second. First pitch by Barnhill, a little bit outside to Fisher, and it's 1-0. Fisher's had a really good tournament. Thursday, 2 for 3, 2 doubles, 5 RBIs. He was our player of the game. 0 for 2, a couple of walks, and an RBI groundout in the win against Hiawatha on Friday. Both runners take off. The pitch is a called strike. Throw to third, tag a little bit late, and everyone is safe. Double steal applied. Good throw by Wishrup. But Aldifer just getting by the tag, and now second and third And still nobody out in the count, one ball, one strike here on Fisher. Chance for Corning to put together a big inning here. And fouling it straight back and out of play. Cars beware. And Fisher now behind in the count, one and two. First time in four batters' face that Barnhill has gotten ahead in the count. See if he can capitalize with an out. But Fisher very dangerous in the cleanup spot. And he hits it well. Left side should produce a run. Fielded by Dunn. Long throw. Accurate as can be for the out. But an RBI ground out for Fisher makes it 2-0. Gibbs to third. One out. An RBI for Fisher. And now Brett Heideman. The lefty against the righty in Barnhill. Here's the pitch. High fly ball down the line and right. It's going to be close to the line and a basket catch. Oh, it's dropped in foul territory. A near incredible sliding catch on the line for Thonen, but it was in foul territory and it popped out. He slammed the glove in frustration, knowing how crucial that out could have been. But it's just a strike, so it's 0-1 here on Heideman. Thursday, 1-for-3 with a single, and he drove in 3 that night. Now he fouls one away, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Friday against Hiawatha, 2-for-4, 2 singles, and an RBI. So he has driven in 4 in this tournament so far in 2 games. Has an opportunity here for another with a runner at third and one out. Item in the lefty, Barnhill with the runner at third, just going out of the windup here, but ahead at 1-2. And that one breaks inside and misses. And now 2 balls and 2 strikes. An error allowed Hunter Lehman to score the first run of the game, and then Fisher an RBI ground out. Now a high chopper foul to the right side. Stays 2 balls and 2 strikes. Corning last year at the state tournaments, they went 2-2. They were a game away from that state championship matchup. They lost to Concordia in their final game, 12-6. But they also beat Seneca. That was a fun one to call in the state tournament. That was a 7-4 final. They also lost to Beloit and also had a win versus Colby. Still 2-2 here on Heideman. Runner at third base, only one out. 2-0 Corning, top one. Trying to add to it early. Barnhill lifts and deals. Another foul ball. So Heideman battling here. And his first at-bat of the game with Tally due up next. Corning 3-1 against Hiawatha. The lone loss was a 7-6 final back in the 1-2 in a doubleheader on June 16th. The lone time that Hiawatha has defeated Corning this summer. Here's a 2-2 again by Barnhill. And a swing and a miss, and it hits the dirt, and they got to throw it down to first. They complete the out, and Gibbs stays true at third. So a big second out, and the first strikeout for Barnhill. That brings up Aiden Talley. Runner at third, 2 down, 2-0 our score. Here is Talley. That's on the right side, the old school style, no batting gloves. Slight bend to the knees and swinging a foul tip strike on the first delivery there, and it's 0-1. Tally, a couple of singles and 3 RBIs in the Thursday win over Donovan County. 0-for-2, couple of walks against Hiawatha on Friday. And he takes a called strike there, and he quickly falls behind at 0 balls, 2 strikes. Barnhill just trying to get out of it with no more allowed. Corning has struck, or has gotten a couple in, and now a ground ball, slow roller, and it just has enough oomph to get back up to center field for a base hit, and a 2 RBI single for Tally makes it 3-0. Clutch 2-out hitting for Aiden Tally. He drives in another, and now a 3-0 score here in the first. Paxton Bowers will settle in here. That's from the right side, back in about center of the box. Barnhill again out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Seventh batter to come up. The first three have all come around to score. An error, and then RBIs by Fisher and Talley have jumped Corning out to a 3-0 lead. Barnhill throwing to first, and Talley back in safely. Gorgeous night, 78 degrees at first pitch. Barnhill's 0-1, swing and a miss. Good spot on the outside corner, and Bowers went right through it, and it's quickly 0-2. Corning has done a very good job, really all summer, scoring early and often. And if they score early and often, they are a hard team to come back and beat. But there's a nice pitch, a swing and a miss, and down goes Bowers. Second strikeout in the inning for Barnhill, but Corning does the damage. They score three in the frame, 0.5 in the books. Hiawatha coming up. Down 3-0 here on KNCA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Keim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Second game of our doubleheader tonight, and Corning out to an early 3-0 advantage. Three runs, two hits, one left in that top of the first inning. RBIs for Race Fisher and also Aiden Talley. And now on the bump, Hunter Lehman for Corning, and Hiawatha, Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Ashton Rocky here in the bottom of the first inning. Two teams that are going to represent our area at States in Concordia, but trying to determine the Zone 3 tournament champ. If Corning wins, the tournament ends, and they will be the champs. If Hiawatha wins tonight, then they'll play a winner-take-all final game tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, right here in Seneca. Here's a 1-0. This is lifted well down the left field line, but foul. And for Josh Smith, one ball and one strike. Smith 0 for 4 in the game earlier tonight against Doniphan County. Reached twice via the air. Chops another one foul. Falls behind at one ball, two strikes. Smith against Seneca on Thursday, a single and an RBI, a couple of walks. And then against Corning on Friday, 1 for 3 with a single. A 1-2 by Lehman. High and outside. And it's two balls and two strikes. Fisher defensively at third, Gibbs at short, Bowers at second, Heidemann at first, Kelzer the catcher, 2-2. Called strike three on the outside corner, and down goes Smith looking. First out in the bottom of the first. Talley defensively in left, Haverkamp the center fielder, and Wimberly is in right. Good start for Hunter Lehman, one up and one down via the strikeout. Here is Cooper Jacobson, who was our player of the game in the previous one against Doniphan County. A double, a single, two RBIs and a run scored. First pitch outside the zone, makes it 1-0. He also started the game on the mound, went 5 2/3, gave up four runs with seven strikeouts. Next pitch runs inside, and he jumps ahead 2-0. Thursday against Seneca, 2 for 4, two singles, three runs, and an RBI. 0 for 2, couple of walks against Corning on Friday. Now a grounded to the right side, fielded by Heidemann at first. He'll step on the bag himself, and an easy out there, two up and two down. That'll bring up Ashton Rocky, the center fielder. for Hiawatha, post number 66, with a record of 24-10. Base is empty, two down, 3-0 Corning, bottom of the first. Lehman bends one in there, doesn't get the call, and it's 1-0. Rocky had a home run in the first game tonight against Doniphan County. Now he laces one out to shallow center field, and it dips down and falls for a hit. Looked like for a second it was maybe going to hold up enough for Haverkamp, but a little bit of a hesitation to keep it in front and avoid a potential extra base. So a two-out single for Rocky, and his great tournament continues. He has been really on a tear offensively. Picks up where he left off, so now Rocky at first base, two down. Here's Dunn. Dunn 0 for 4, a couple of strikeouts in the game earlier tonight against Doniphan County. Runner takes off, pitches outside the zone. The throw is a little bit low, and Rocky is in there safely with a stolen base. Good jump by Rocky on that one. Now Basic could get Hiawatha on the board. Trail 3-0 here. Two outs, one on at second. Next pitch to Dunn is a little bit low and outside. Two balls and no strikes here on Dunn. Lehman down to the stretch. Kicks and fires. Fastball pops out of the glove of Kelzer. That allows Rocky to get to third. So Rocky at third base, and now the count 3 balls, no strikes here on Dunn. Caden Smith, the DH, due up next. Hiawatha trying to chip away and get back into it. That is inside ball four. Four-pitch walk to Dunn. First walk issued by Lehman. And now they're at the corners with two down. And here is the DH, Caden Smith. 0 for 3 in the first game tonight. Thursday against Seneca. He was 2 for 3, couple of singles, and a couple of RBIs. Runner takes off for second. The pitch gets away, gets to the backstop. Here comes Rocky scrambling home, and the wild pitch gets Hiawatha on the board. Now a late throw to third, and Fisher nearly applied the tag to Dunn, but he just got in safely. I was in the glove of Kelzer and popped out. It'll go down as a pass ball. So now the score 3-1, Corning by 2, two outs, runner at third. And now this is hit well out towards left field, and it gets over the head of Talley and left, and Smith comes through with an extra base knock. The big body right-hander trots in standing to second base, an RBI double makes it 3-2. Just like that, Hiawatha wastes no time getting right back into it. Runner at second base, and now two outs for Gannon Becker. He walked twice, scored 2 runs. In the first game against Doniphan County tonight, waves and misses at the first offering here by Lehman. And it's no balls and 1 strike. Base hit could potentially tie the game here in the first. Slow roller left side, but foul. And Becker behind at 0-2. RBIs in the top of the first for Corning by Race Fisher and Aiden Talley. They also got one on an error. RBI double for Caden Smith here. Also a pass ball allowing Rocky to score. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball in and down. It goes Becker. But 2 runs on the board. Chipping away does Hiawatha. We've played one and a good one brewing. 3-2 our score here on KNZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge, give your crop a boost with Coron. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman here on KNZA. Final two teams left in this Zone 3 tournament. Both already qualified for the AA state tournaments this upcoming weekend in Concordia, but we're still trying to determine the Zone 3 champ. And through one inning, it's Corning 3 and Hiawatha 2. Barnhill back to work for Hiawatha. Corning 3 runs, 2 hits in the first, and we'll start with the number 8 spot in the order in inning number 2. Ben Haverkamp, followed by number 9 in the order, Miles Wimberly, and back to the top of the order with Hunter Lehman after that. The lefty Haverkamp takes first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Haverkamp on Thursday, 0 for 4, reached on an error in that game against Doniphan County. Now takes one, a called strike on the outside corner, one ball, one strike. And then Friday in the win over Hiawatha, Haverkamp 1 for 2, a single, a walk, and a run scored. 1-1 is a foul tip and strike number 2. Barnhill likes sign number 2, kicks and deals. That one is well inside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. So regardless whether these two teams finish up this tournament tonight or go into a final game tomorrow, probably won't know until about Tuesday or Wednesday how the schedule is going to look on Friday in Concordia. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Haverkamp. Third strikeout for Barnhill. Here's Miles Wimberly, the right fielder, number 9 in the order, number 9 on the jersey. Thursday against Doniphan County, 1 for 2 with an RBI single, had a couple of walks and a run scored. Takes a first pitch fastball called strike, number 1. And then Friday, it's Hiawatha, 1 for 3 with a single and a sac fly. Pretty productive from number 9 in the order. Takes one a little bit low, and it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Barnhill, out of the windup, and the pitch. Just missed inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Base is empty, 1 out here in the top of the second inning. Corning leading it 3-2. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside, now 3 balls and 1 strike. Corning has been very good since the start of 2022, 42-17. That pitch in the dirt, ball 4. A 1-out walk to number 9 in the order, Miles Wimberly, and that kicks us back to the top of the order. And the pitcher, Hunter Lehman, who singled and scored in the 3-run first. On the right side, now Barnhill. I think he realized he was about to go into the windup and then realized he had a runner on first, so he had to check himself and make sure to get to the stretch position. That could have been an easy steal. But now out of the stretch, and the first pitch is outside for a ball. Lehman, 2 hits on Thursday against Doniphan County, including a double and a 2-RBI double in the win Friday against Hiawatha. He has been productive, including a single tonight. And he'll take a strike right down the middle, knee high, and it's 1-1. Barnhill sets, medium length, checks it, fires it in the dirt. Good stop by Wishrup. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Wimberly about 2.5, maybe a short 3 steps off first, not going, and now this one is lifted foul, and we're evened up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 on, 1 out, top of the second, Corning leading it 3-2. Barnhill sets again, at the belt, lifts, runner takes off, the pitch is a swing and a miss for a strikeout from the runner, and Wimberly gets to second base. Well, I look down and pop up. Hiawatha's running off the field, and it looked like Wimberly might have got a little overzealous, stepped off the bag, and got tagged out. So it turns into a double play, and that ends the inning. So nothing across. We've played 1.5, and it's a 3-2 game. Here we go. Continue on here on KNZA.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tamman here in Seneca. Final two teams left in the Zone 3 tournament. Both teams have already qualified for the AA state tournaments this upcoming weekend over in Concordia. But we're trying to determine the Zone 3 champion, which the winner obviously will help determine the seeding in the first round matchups coming up on Friday in Concordia. But we will have coverage of both Corning and Hiawatha all weekend long. Right now, Corning leads at 3-2. We go to the home second. And Hiawatha will have the bottom third of the order against Hunter Lehman, Cooper Wishrup, Camden Thonin, and Peyton Teal. So Wishrup, the catcher, he'll step in to lead it off. He had a single in the Donovan County win earlier tonight, also struck out twice. He's played well defensively behind the dish as well, catching, and takes an off-speed pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Thursday against Seneca, he also had an RBI double. Then Friday in the loss to Corning, and now he hits it well to the left side and finds an opening for a base hit. So an infield hit, didn't even get out of the infield, but Wishrup too much speed, and Hiawatha has their leadoff man on here in the second. So here's Thonin, the right fielder. 0 for 2, a walk, also reached on an error in the Donovan County win tonight. Thursday, 0 for 2 with a walk, but drove in a couple of runs. Now shows bunt, pulls back, pitches inside for a ball. And then Friday against Corning, he was 0 for 2 with a walk and a couple of strikeouts. 1-0 the count, nobody outs, and a man at first. 3-2 Corning in the bottom of the second. Bunt shown, pulled back, and it's outside for ball two. Excited to cover these two teams out in Concordia. They were the top two teams all summer long, and they are the two lone teams left. We'll have an opportunity for a state title. There's a called strike. Runner takes off. Throw to second. A little bit late. Gibbs stopped it from going out to center. That is a stolen base for Wishrup. Count now 2-1 on Thonin. Base hit could tie the game. Now Wishrup will come out, and the courtesy runner will be Steven Morton. So they get Wishrup to second base, and then Steven Morgan comes in to take his spot. So Steven Morgan now, courtesy at second base. 2-1 the count here on Thonin. Lehman's pitch. Bunt shown, and it's taken for a strike. Now a throw back to second. Steven Morgan back safely. So now 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teal on deck. Corning a 3-2 lead. Spins the bat around a couple of times. Hits the plate twice. Spins it again, resting on the right shoulder. Choked up on the bat. 2-2. Outside. Count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiawatha got a run in on a pass ball in the first, also an RBI double by Caden Smith. There's a swing and a miss, and a big pitch. Down goes Thonin for the first out. Third strikeouts for Lehman. That'll bring up Peyton Teal, 0-2, a walk and an RBI against Doniphan County earlier tonight. Lehman kicks and deals, high fastball for ball one. Thursday against Seneca, 1-3 with a single. And Friday against Corning, 0-2 with a walk. They'd have a couple runs scored. Throw back to second. Steven Morgan in there safely. He is the courtesy runner for Wishrup, who led off the inning with a single. 1-0 count, one out, one on. 3-2 our score in the bottom of the second. Lehman's pitch. They swing and a miss. Good location on that fastball outside corner. Teal came up empty, and it's 1-1. Lehman sets, glancing at Steven Morgan, kicks and deals. Another high fastball missing, and it's 2-1. There is not a touch of wind here tonight. It is as calm as can be. And the pitch. Check swing. Just caught a piece of the bat. Kicked away to the right side, so a foul ball, and it's 2-2. Josh Smith on deck. That'll get us back to the top of the order. Both teams getting their runs in the first. 3-2 our score. Corning by one. But Hiawatha, runner at second with one down. There's a swing and a miss. Hacked at the off-speed pitch and came up empty, and down goes Teal. Back-to-back strikeouts, now 4 for Lehman in the game. So it's up now to Josh Smith, who struck out his first time up. Steven Morgan, the courtesy runner at second base, now 2 down. Lehman sets, belt high, and delivers. And a curveball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Baby blue jersey tops, gray pants for Corning. This is lined out to shallow left, and it drops in for a hit. Tally gets on it quickly and gets it in, so Steven Morgan stops at third. And it's a single for Smith to keep the inning afloat. So they're at the corners with 2 down, and now Jacobson an opportunity. Our player of the game in the first contest tonight, that 7-4 win against Doniphan County. 2 hits, including a double with 2 RBIs. Fastball is high, and runner takes off, and Smith to second base without a throw. Kelzer faked the throw. Thought maybe he'd get Steven Morgan off third. Not the case. Now 2nd and 3rd and 2 down. 1-0 is high, and it's 2-0. Big opportunity here for Jacobson. He's had a good tournament. Base hit could tag 2 and give Hiawatha their first lead. Here's the pitch. And it's high and inside. He skips out of the way, and it's quickly 3-0 with Rocky due up next. Let's see if he has a green light here. Maybe, not sure, but he took it all the way, and it's a called strike, now 3-1. Steven Morgan at third, a courtesy runner. Josh Smith, the runner, at second base. Here's the pitch. And it's high and inside, ball 4. The bases are loaded with 2 outs. The second walk issued by Lehman, and we'll get a meeting on the hill here. Bottom of the second inning, a 3-2 Corning lead. But they have the bases loaded now with 2 outs, and a very dangerous Ashton Rocky coming up. Give you a good chance to let you know our coverage of American Legion Baseball is presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Appreciate the work from Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman here in Seneca. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Sunday night. Big opportunity for Hiawatha, post 66. Bases loaded for Ashton Rocky. Two down. You're in the bottom of the second inning. Corning hanging on to a 3-2 lead. Lehman down to the windup and delivers. A fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Rocky singled in the first, came around to score on the pass ball. Got the first run for Hiawatha, and there's one that bends in there on the inside corner, and it's a called strike, and quickly Rocky down 0-2. Jumps back in quickly. Lehman has a nice little rhythm going, trying to get out of the jam. The 0-2. High fastball, didn't go for it, and it's 1-2. Stephen Morgan, courtesy runner at third base for Wishrup. Josh Smith, runner at second, and Jacobson, the runner at first. One ball, two strikes, two outs, the delivery is low and in the dirt, two balls and two strikes. Great supports, as always, for both these teams all throughout the weekend. That next one is a little bit high, and from 0-2 to 3-2. A walk would tie the game. Big pitch early in this game. Lehman, deep breath, and deals. It is popped up and out of play, foul. And it stays, three balls, two strikes, another one coming. Lehman sets. Yes to the sign, delivers to Rocky. And another foul ball. Would expect a good battle between these two. That is what we've seen. Back-to-back foul balls with the count full. A walk would tie the game. Lehman sets again. Another 3-2. Another foul ball. Right back into the net. And we'll try it for a fourth time at 3-2. Stephen Morgan at third, courtesy runner. For Cooper Wishrup, Josh Smith, runner at second. Jacobson, the runner at first. Here it is. Low ball four. And the game is tied at three apiece as Stephen Morgan comes in. The easiest RBI you can get, a bases loaded walk. And now a 3-3 game here in the bottom of the second inning. And Lehman's got to settle in because you still got to get one more out. Hiawatha, a chance to take their first lead. Lifted out towards center field. Haverkamp running in, and able to get there in time to make the catch. But Hiawatha, they get a bases loaded walk to tie the game. We're deadlocked at three apiece. Two innings in. Thanks for hanging with us. We're back after this on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
Proud to bring you American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha Ann Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. And Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. To the third inning we go. our two teams representing in Concordia this upcoming weekend at the AA State Tournament. Corning and Hiawatha deadlocked at 3 apiece. 2, 3, and 4 in the Corning order against Brant Barnhill. L.J. Kelzer to lead it off. Barnhill kicks and delivers. Pitch is low and in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-0. Kelzer hit by a pitch in his first at-bat and came around to score on the ground out by Race Fisher. Another one in the dirt, quickly 2-0. A 3-3 game here in the third. Corning all three in the first. Hiawatha 2 in the first, 1 in the second. Barnhill kicks and deals. Just inside, now 3-0. Kelzer on Friday, 3-for-4 night against Hiawatha. 3 singles, 2 runs scored. He was 0-for-2 on Thursday night against Doniphan County. Takes one low, and it's a 4-pitch walk to begin the frame. So here's Drew Gibbs. Kelzer at first now represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the third. Gibbs, like Tower Power, 2 singles and 2 RBIs on Thursday against Doniphan County. Hit a 2-run home run in the game on Friday against Hiawatha. Cleared the fence right over the 330 sign in left field. Takes one low for a ball. 5 straight outside the zone for Barnhill to start this frame. Kelzer at first. Or correction, now all defer courtesy runner. The pitch. This is hit well towards the gap left center, and this one's going to be trouble. One hops the fence and extra bases. Aldifer on his horse. He gets to third and stops there. Hiawatha gets it in, cuts it off, and a double for Gibbs. Corning now, the Coffee Brewing. 2 on and nobody out. Big body righty and Race Fisher coming up. RBI ground out in the first. Chance to break a 3-3 tie here in the third. A walk and a double. Aldifer at third, courtesy runner. Gibbs after the double at second. Barnhill kicks and deals. Just a little bit low for ball one. No chance for either Teal or Rocky to get to that one in the gap by Gibbs. Barnhill and a 1-0. Good pitch there. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Becker defensively at third. Dunn at short. Josh Smith at second. Jacobson, first base. Wishrup the catcher. Teal, Rocky, and Thonin from left field to right field. There's a called strike, and a good location there has Fisher behind now at 1-2. Chance to break the tie. It's been a fun 1-2 and some change. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball left side fielded by Becker. That's going to get a run in. The throw is in time for the out. 2 at-bats for Race Fisher and 2 RBI ground outs. And Corning retakes the lead at 4-3. Aldifer comes in to score. Gibbs over to third. Second RBI tonight for Fisher. And 1 out, 1 on. Here's Heideman. And a called strike on the outside corner. Drops behind at 0-1. So now it's 4-3 Corning. Here in the top of the third. A chance for another. Gibbs at third. 1 down. Pitch by Barnhill is a swing and a miss. Heideman behind at 0-2. He struck out in his first at bat. He was 2-for-4 on Friday against Hiawatha with 2 singles and an RBI. Now Barnhill steps off the rubber. Heideman step out of the box as well. Number 7 on the jersey, batting from the left side. 0-2 by Barnhill. Is lifted out to shallow center field, and it drops in for a base knock. No chance for Rocky to get there. Heideman comes through with an RBI single, and it's 5-3. Now the first two batters come around to score in the inning. Aldifer was a courtesy runner for Kelzer, and then Gibbs after that, just coming in to score on the hit by Heideman. Still 1 out, 1 on now. First pitch to Tally is a little bit high for a ball. Tally had an RBI single in his first at-bat tonight. Both teams providing offense in the early innings here tonight. 5-3, Corning in front, two across this frame, still one out, one on. Pitch by Barnhill, fastball, about shin high, missed a little bit outside, it's 2-0. Barnhill kicks and deals a 2-0, and it's lifted out to shallow right center field, but Thonen makes a beat on it to get there in time for the catch and the out. That's out number two. Heideman goes back to first, and that'll bring up Bowers. Bowers struck out to end the first. Now comes up here for a second time with two outs in the third. 5-3, Corning in front. Runner at first is Heideman. Got there with a single. That hit also produced a run. Barnhill out of the stretch. Sets at the belt, kicks with the left, fires with the right, swing and a miss for a strike. The sun slowly setting, beautiful backdrop, not a single gust of breeze, very, very calm. We were 78 at first pitch tonight. Runner takes off, pitches in the dirt, and not enough time to get Heideman. That is a stolen base. One ball, one strike here on Bowers. Now a runner up into scoring position with two down. The game has been tied, but Corning has not trailed. There's a foul ball there. Just catching a piece is Bowers. Now one ball, two strikes. In the 8-6 win against Hiawatha on Friday, they jumped out, Corning did, to a 6-0 lead. They never trailed. Hiawatha at one point got to within 7-6, but Corning would go on to win 8-6. Barnhill, a strike away from getting out of the frame. He'll set at the belt and deliver. Good pitch, but just missed outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. An RBI ground out by Fisher, an RBI single by Heideman. Two runs produced in this frame for Corning. Runner takes off, pitches in the dirt, and Heideman safe at third. Back-to-back stolen bases for Heideman. And that 3-2 pitch, beg your pardon, I was off by a ball. It's actually ball four, so Bowers walks. The inning continues for Haverkamp. They're at the corners with two down. Haverkamp a strikeout in his first at-bat, trying to add to a two-run lead here in the top of the third inning of play. Runner takes off. Pitch is a called strike. No chance to get Bowers at second, so now second and third. But Haverkamp drops behind. No balls, one strike. Base hit could add two. Both these teams are into state, but we're just trying to determine the Zone 3 champion. Ground ball right side, Josh Smith at second, fields nicely, easy play to first in time for the out. So Corning gets two, and they strand two. 2.5 in the books, 5-3 our score here on KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Studio Brandon Sadman with you. Zone 3 tournament coverage. American Legion Baseball, Hiawatha and Corning. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Corning with a 5-3 lead. Lehman back to work. Caden Smith steps in. and takes the first pitch, called strike, and the bottom of the third is underway. Smith very productive in his first at-bat, an RBI double. Behind 0-1, here's the next pitch, outside, and it's 1-1. Becker and Wishrup also due up in the inning. Corning, 2 runs in the top of the third, an RBI by Fisher, an RBI by Heideman, which again is now giving them a 5-3 advantage. Next pitch called strike, and Smith behind at 1-2. Pitch by Lehman is popped up. Right side, foul territory. It's going to be Kelzer, the catcher, and he can't make the catch. Boy, that was a difficult play, and tried to make an awkward catch, but it popped out the glove, so it stays 1-2. We'll see if that comes back to maybe bite Corning, if maybe Smith is able to get on, but a tough play nonetheless by Kelzer to make, and just unable to do so. So back in the box, Smith stands in tall, the right-hander against Lehman, the righty. Kicks and deals a 1-2. And lifted out into left field, and a base hit. So a chance to get Smith out, and Smith makes him pay with a single with a 1-2 count. That's his second hit tonight. Just out in front, and just poked it out into shallow left field in front of Tally for the hit. Good piece of hitting by Caden Smith. So he is at first base, nobody out. Here's Becker. He struck out in his first at bat. Payment's pitch just missed a little bit high, and it's 1-0. Next pitch on the way. Golf swing there and caught nothing of it. Kind of like my golf game, and it's now 1-1. Smith not much of a lead at first. Fastball missing there. Now 2-1. Hiawatha scored 2 in the first and 1 in the second. They trail Corning 5-3, batting in the bottom of the third. There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Lehman, and it's evened up 2-2. Smith about 2 quality steps off of first, and the next pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, they appealed down to first, and Becker just held the swing up in time, so now the count runs full, 3-2. Big pitch coming up here, 3-2. Here it is. Outside, 4. Hiawatha trying to come right back here in the bottom of the third. 2 and nobody out. They trail by 2. Here is Cooper Wishrup, who singled and stole second in his first at-bat, but then was replaced by Steven Morgan as a courtesy runner. Steven Morgan did come around to score. There's a swing and a miss at the first offering. Makes it 0-1. Lights are on. Sun working its way south here in Seneca. Beautiful night for baseball on KNZA. Here's an 0-1. A little bit high, and it's 1-1. The tournament started with 4 teams, and we're down to the last 2. Fastball upstairs, 2-1. Both of these teams going to be out in Concordia this upcoming weekend for the AA state tournaments. Just determining now seeding purposes with the winner of the tournament compared to who finishes runner-up. There's a called strike. Just clipped the outside corner. Wishrup now evened up, 2-2. Caden Smith, the runner at second. Becker, the runner at first. Corning leading 5-3. Hiawatha, 2, nobody out here in the bottom of the third. 2-2 is fouled straight back. Base 2-2. Lehman has given up 3 runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts so far through 2-plus innings of work. And now Hiawatha making them work here in the third. That next pitch is high, and it's now full at 3-2. If Hiawatha wins this game, these two will play again tomorrow night in a winner-take-all championship game. But if Corning wins, the tournament is done. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Wishrup. A big strikeout for out number 1, and that brings up Thonin. So 2-1. 5 strikeouts now for Hunter Lehman. Here's Thonin, the right fielder. Strikeout victim is first time up, and first pitch a little bit low for 1. He struck out on a 3-2 pitch. It was the first out of the second inning. Here's a 1-0. High fastball. He kept the bat true and away from it. Two balls, no strikes. Bonin reached twice in the first game tonight against Doniphan County, once via a walk, the other time reaching on an error. Other than that, 0-2. Takes another pitch that's a called strike, and now two balls, one strike. Lehman fires, just missed. Now 3-1. Teal due up next. Both teams putting runners aboard early on in this game. That pitch is low, ball four. Second walk in the inning. Now five walks issued by Lehman, and the bases are loaded with one out. And now Corning will have a meeting on the hill. And that will do it for Hunter Lehman. So we got a pitching change, a 5-3 game. We're back in 60 seconds here on KNCA.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Corning has gone to the bullpen. Brett Heideman is the new pitcher, replacing Hunter Lehman. Hiawatha trying to put something together. Corning leading 5-3. Hiawatha batting in the bottom of the third inning. They got the bases loaded with one out. So Heideman will be the new pitcher. Kelzer is going to move from catcher to second base, and then Lehman's going to take over behind the dish as the new catcher. And then Bowers is now going to be the first baseman. So again, Heideman the new pitcher, Lehman now catching, Kelzer's now at second base, and Bowers is the first baseman. Defensive changes for Corning as Hiawatha trailing by two, but an opportunity with the bases juiced and only one out. So Lehman went 2 1/3. He gave up 5 hits. 5 walks, 5 strikeouts. He's given up 3 runs, but he's responsible for the 3 on base. Heideman's first pitch is lifted to the right side, and it drops in for a base hit. Teal comes through. 1 is in, and 2 are in. 1 pitch, and a 2 RBI single by number 9 in the order, Peyton Teal, and the game's deadlocked at 5 apiece. How about that from your number 9 hitter? Bonin stopped at second base. Those two charge to Lehman. And now back to the top of the order. Josh Smith takes a first pitch called strike. And it's 0-1. So first and second, still one out. We're deadlocked at 5. Here in the bottom of the third. Heideman steps off, throws to second, and just getting back safely is Bonin. Clutch hitting by Peyton Teal, number 9 in the order. First pitch he saw, ripped it to right, and driving in two to tie the game. Heideman kicks and fires. Check swing went around, a called strike, and it's 0-2. Great game to this point, 5-5 tie. Hiawatha trying to take their first lead. It's been tied twice. That's not including the 0-0 start, of course. It was 3-3 at one point, now it's 5-5. But they have not led against Corning, not just tonight, but in the tournament overall. That one just missed. Now two balls and two strikes here on Smith. A strikeout and a single in his first two at-bats. Runner at second, Thonen. Runner at first is Teal. Heideman sets and swings it back to second base. Kicks off the base and ricochets to shallow right center field. And now runs coming in from third. The throw is offline. And Thonen is in safely. Hiawatha takes their first lead. In the process, Teal up to second. So Heideman tried to throw back. The throw got away. And kicked off the base and ricocheted into shallow right field. And Thonen was all over it to score. 6-5 Hiawatha. Now a 2-2 is outside and Smith now works it full. Three balls and a two strikes. That will go down as an error by Heideman. 3-2. Low and inside, ball four. And it kicks away, and that allows Teal to get to third. So the inning continues with still only one out. 6-5, Hiawatha leading. They're at the corners. Dangerous part of the lineup now with Jacobson. He walked in the second, grounded out the first in the first. Now he has him at the corners with one down. First lead tonight for Hiawatha at 6-5. Heideman throws, and that throw gets away. And the run is in from third. Another errant throw by Heideman trying to get a runner out on the bases. And it's now 7-5. So back-to-back throwing errors, and it's now 7-5. So a runner at first base. Still one out. 2-0 count. Called strike. And it's 2-1. So four runs have scored in the inning, two thanks to a single by Teal, and then two other runs on a pair of throwing errors. The pitch popped up, right side, foul territory, maybe a chance to make the catch, and Lehman couldn't get there in time. And it's no balls and two strikes. Runner at first base, Josh Smith. Four runs have in, or in, for the first five that came up to the plate for Hiawatha have come around to score. 0-2, low and outside, kicks away, and Smith takes second base without a throw. A tough go here for Heideman. Heideman sets and checks the runner and fires. And that one is a called strike three on the outside corner. Kind of a delayed call, but a big strikeout. First strikeout for Heideman. So now two outs. The runner at second base is Smith. Four runs have scored. Hiawatha leading 7-5. Here's Rocky. Has reached twice. A walk and a single, and takes a first pitch called strike. Singled and scored in the first, walked with the bases loaded in the second, so got an RBI there. The pitch, hit well, center field, Haverkamp working into the gap, makes a nice running catch to retire the side, but finally Corning gets out of the inning, but damage done indeed for Hiawatha. They plate four. And after three innings, a 7-5 Hiawatha lead.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Four runs on two hits for Hiawatha in the bottom of the third inning, and they have their first lead tonight against Corning. It's a 7-5 score as we start the fourth inning here on KNZA. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. Both these teams have qualified for the AA State Tournament this upcoming weekend in Concordia, but still playing out to determine the Zone 3 champion, and that will determine first-round matchups coming up on Friday night. So if Corning wins this game tonight, the tournament will be over, and Corning will have the tournament victory. But if Hiawatha holds on to this right now 7-5 lead and can pull off the win, then these two will play a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. So we'll see how the rest of it goes. Not quite to the halfway points. Brant Barnhill back to work, starting with bottom of the order here. First pitch to Miles Wimberly is a little bit high for ball one. Wimberly walked in his first at-bat and was caught stealing second. He had gotten there, but then was off the bag, and a late tag got him out to end that second inning. There's a swing and a miss right there. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the fourth. The only inning that hasn't produced a run was the top of the second. Next pitch, a little low and inside, 2-1. Corning, 3 in the first, 2 in the third. Hiawatha, 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 4 in the third. 7-5, Hiawatha. Pitches outside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Barnhill's grinding for sure. Pitching into the fourth inning, giving up 5 runs, 4 earned, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. And this one is laced to the left side, but right to the third baseman for the out. Nicely done by Becker for out number 1. Didn't really have to move much. It didn't have a ton behind it, but maybe more off the end part of the bat than anything. And Wimberly the first out in the fourth. So here's Hunter Lehman. He was pulled in that last inning for Heideman. Charged with 6 runs, 5 strikeouts, and 2 1/3. Takes the first pitch outside the zone, 1-0. Barnhill's 1-0 is upstairs. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. A single and a run scored for Lehman in the first. Also had a stolen base, and then he struck out in the second. Nobody on, 1 out here in the top of the fourth. Next pitch high, and it is 2-0. Or correction, 3-0. The sun no more. It is gone. There is a called strike, and Lehman thought it was ball 4. He started trotting to first, and now has to come back. It's 3-1. Barnhill, deep breath, checks the sign, loves it, fires it. High and inside, ball 4. 1-out walk for Lehman. That brings up L.J. Kelzer. Kelzer has reached twice. He was hit by a pitch and also walked, and he has scored 2 runs. Lehman at first base, 1-out, and a meeting now for Hiawatha at the center of the diamond. Again, Barnhill has really grinded here. Hasn't played much in this tournament, but getting a start tonight. Once again, just determining seeding aspects for state this upcoming weekend. Down to these final two teams who have both qualified. Looks like Barnhill will at least stay on for the time being. Maybe not. Can't tell. Well, waiting to see if Barnhill will stay on, or it looks like we may have a new pitcher. Excuse me, and Hiawatha will, in fact, go to the bullpen, and it will be Sam Dunn. So we'll step aside. New pitcher for Hiawatha. They lead this game 7-5.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at fittedks.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
First pitching change for Hiawatha here in the top of the fourth inning. Brandon Tem and Kirk Kilman. Hunter Lehman, the runner at first base for Corning. And Sam Dunn has replaced Brant Barnhill. Defensive changes for Hiawatha. Jacobson now the third baseman. Becker moves over to short. And Caden Smith, who started as the DH, now back to his normal spot at first base. Dunn getting ready to face number two in the order here for Corning and L.J. Kelzer. So Barnhill responsible for the runner at first. Four hits and three and a third. Five walks, four strikeouts. Five runs, four earned. Right now, 7-5, Hiawatha leading. Top of the fourth, one out, one on. And the first move by Dunn is a toss to first. And Lehman back in safely. So Kelzer in, hit by a pitch in the first, walked in the third. Both times came around to score. Dunn kicks and deals. And it's a called strike, and it's 0-1. Dunn pitched the final four outs in the win against Doniphan County, actually earned the win in relief. Came in when the game was tied at 4-4. They would go on to win 7-4 and eliminate Doniphan County earlier tonight. Gave up just one hit with a strikeout. 0-2 count now on Kelzer. Staggered stance at the belts. Runner takes off and a foul ball to the right side. So Lehman has to go back and it stays 0-2. Well, we hope you can join us out in Concordia this upcoming weekend. Double-A state tournament starting on Friday. We'll know within the next couple of days or so exactly what these two teams and their path will look like. Lehman again, thought about taking off. Now it kicks away and he takes off. And Lehman on the pass ball getting to second base. And now the count 1-2 here on Kelzer. Corning 3 in the first, 2 in the third. They trail now 7-5 after Hiawatha put up 4 in the bottom of the third. Lifted high, shallow. Will this even get out of the infield? Not sure. It's going to be Jacobson, the third baseman, right on the edge of the grass to make the catch for the outs. So two down, Lehman at second base, and it's up to Drew Gibbs. He's had a good night. A double, a walk, and two runs scored. He's had a good weekend in general. Hit a two-run home run on Friday against Hiawatha. And their 8-6 win. Takes first pitch low and inside, ball one. And Thursday against Doniphan County, 2-for-3, and two singles and two walks. Speaking of walks, well, they just decide not to pitch to him. They intentionally walk him. Eh, don't blame him. But another dangerous hitter coming up here with Fisher. So after an intentional walk, two on and two outs. Pitch by Dunn is a swing and a miss. Pitch was off speed. And Fisher went over the top of it. No balls, one strike. Fisher, two RBI groundouts in tonight's game. Both runners take off, and it runs inside and hits him. A double steal was on. Fisher's hit by the pitch, and the bases are loaded with two outs. And here comes Brett Heideman. A base hit could tie the game. Corning trailing for the first time tonight, 7-5. Heideman in his last at-bat, an RBI single, and he is also grounded out. Dunn's first pitch is just off the outer edge of the plate for ball number one. Batting from the left side against Dunn, the righty. Big opportunity for Heideman. And he lifts it to the left side. Foul territory, running in, and a basket catch by Jacobson at third. Gets Hiawatha out of the inning. A beautiful defensive play, and Corning leaves the bases loaded. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's a 7-5 game here on KNZA.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Halfway done, halfway to go here on a KNZA. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. To the bottom of the fourth inning we go. Legion baseball game, Zone 3 tournament in Seneca. Hiawatha leading Corning by a score of 7-5. Brett Heideman back to work. Replaced Hunter Lehman in that last inning. Did give up a run, one hit. Lehman's final line, 2 1/3, 5 hits, 6 runs, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts. So Heideman, the lefty, will face the middle portion of the Hiawatha order. Sam Dunn, Caden Smith, and Gannon Becker. Hiawatha wins. These two will play one more game tomorrow night here in Seneca at 6 o'clock. We will not carry that game, but we will carry all the action Friday, Saturday, and beyond in Concordia at the AA State Tournament this upcoming weekend for both these teams. First pitch by Heideman, swing and a miss by Dunn. Count 0-1, and the bottom of the fourth is underway. A walk and a run scored for Dunn in the first. He also has a fly out to center. Now he lifts this one to right field. Tough play, but coming on to make a running catch is Wimberly for out number one. Nicely done. One up, one down for Caden Smith. Started as the DH, but once they made a pitching change, he went back to his normal spot defensively at first base. He has had a very productive night offensively, an RBI double in the first, a single and a run scored in the third. Batting for a third time in the bottom of the fourth with nobody on and one out. Hacks at the first offering, missing everything, and it's 0-1. Two in the first, one in the second, four in the third. Hiawatha, they have touched up in every inning so far. Good pitch by Heideman on the inside corner. Clips it for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Corning and Seneca were the two teams that represented us last year out in Concordia. This year it'll be Corning and Hiawatha. Fastball missing upstairs. Now 1-2. Games will start on Friday. Times and opponents for both? TBD. Get that information out to the public as soon as we have it available. Another pitch a little bit high, and it's 2-2. Gannon Becker will follow here in the inning. 7-5, Hiawatha, post number 66, on Corning, post 216. Yeah, pitch low and inside. Count runs full at 3-2. Corning has had the edge against Hiawatha this season. They have won 3 of the 4 meetings, including the first-round matchup, or I should say the winner's bracket game on Friday night. And there is a walk. That pitch was low, so a good at-bat for Smith. He's had a good night. A double, a single, and now a walk with one out here in the bottom of the fourth, and that puts him on for Gannon Becker. Becker a strikeout and a walk and a run scored. Heidemann sets the lefty, chest high, kicks and deals. Just missed a little bit low for ball one. A little bit easier when you're a left-handed thrower, and you can check the runner at first. Smith, not much of a lead. There's a check swing and not much behind it, and it's a called strike, and now one ball, one strike. Bowers is holding Smith at first. Here's the pitch, and in the dirt. Good stop by Lehman, keeping it in front, and it's two balls and one strike. 7-5, Hiawatha. Got the lead in the bottom of the third. They've held it since, although we're only one inning after that. That pitch runs up and inside, now 3-1. They certainly would like to force a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. If Corning comes back and wins, this tournament will be decided. Off-speed pitch way up and outside, and it's ball four. Second walk issued by Heidemann, and now meeting on the hill coming up as Hiawatha has two on and one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Looks like Heidemann will still hang on to the ball. Great opportunity to let you know that American Legion Baseball on KNZA is presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. And also Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. After the meeting on the bump, Heidemann trying to settle in as Hiawatha now trying to build on a two-run lead, 7-5 their advantage. Batting in the bottom of the fourth with one out and two on. Caden Smith, runner at second. And Gannon Becker, the runner at first. Now stepping in, Cooper Wishrup, who is 1-for-2, a single and a run scored. He has also struck out. Heidemann's pitch is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Hiawatha, they have scored in every inning. Two in the first, one in the second, and four in the third. Beg your pardon there. And trying to add here again in the fourth. 0-1 from Heidemann, sets and deals, and another foul ball. And quickly, Wishrup behind in the count, no balls, two strikes. Wishrup, the Horton Charger. They have had a great run in basketball over the last couple of seasons, and he's certainly a big part of that. Here's the 0-2, lifted high in the air, right side, in the infield. Kelzer, right on the grass, makes the catch. And a big second out keeps the runners at bay. So two outs, and here's Thonen. It is up to him to try to keep this inning alive and add to a two-run lead. Thonen, a strikeout in the second, a walk and a run scored in the third. Heidemann trying to get out of the jam. And a good pitch there, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Heidemann sets, 0-1, another swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2, so Thonen now down in the count. Caden Smith, runner at second, Gannon Becker, runner at first, both there via the walk. Hiawatha leading 7-5. The 0-2, swing and a miss, down goes Thonen. Second strikeout for Heidemann in relief. First time tonight, Hiawatha fails to score in an inning, but they lead it 7-5. We're four innings deep. Come back with us here on KNZA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Tired of your string trimmer not running or tired of pull starting it? Come to Stahlbaumer Lumber and check out the Milwaukee string trimmer deal going on right now. With the trimmer blower combo, buy it and get an attachment absolutely free with purchase. Available attachments are edger, hedge trimmer, and pole saw attachments while supplies last. If you are new to the quick lock system, we offer up to 13 different styles of attachments that can change and interlock with the M18 fuel power head. And there's tons more of Milwaukee deals going on right now. Stop by Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware. We're in Seneca.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Final two teams left in this Zone 3 tournament. Both have qualified for the AA state tourney coming up this weekend in Concordia. Just trying to determine the league champ, or I should say the tournament champion, not the league champion. That is Corning, who finds themselves down 7-5 to Hiawatha as we start the top of the fifth inning. Sam Dunn back to work in relief for Hiawatha, and he'll start here with number 6 in the Corning order. That is Aiden Talley. Dunn's first pitch is a ground ball, left side, fielded nicely by Jacobson. Good throw to first in time. About three steps had to take quickly to his left. A backhanded stab, kept it beautifully in his hand. Exchange to first, nicely done. And that is a good defensive play for out number one. That quickly brings up Paxton Bowers, 0 for 1 with a walk. Also has struck out. Dunn kicks and eels. And a called strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. So Barnhill again was the starting pitcher for Hiawatha. His final line, 3 1/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 5 walks, 4 Ks, and a hit batter. Another hit to the left side. Jacobson again, this time with the backhand, and the same result, a dart to first for the outs. A couple of nice defensive plays by Jacobson at third, and quickly 2 up and 2 down. Here's Haverkamp, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a ground out. And really quick, Dunn trying to work a Taylor Swift-type inning, and now here's a ground ball through the hole and out into center for a base hit. So not quite as swift as maybe anticipated. One more batter at least guaranteed. Haverkamp his first hit tonight with a 2-out single. That brings up Miles Wimberly, number 9 in the order. He has been very productive in this tournament in that 9 spot. Tonight a walk and a line out to third. He had a single and a sac fly on Friday against Hiawatha. Also had a single with an RBI in Thursday's win over Donovan County. Waiting to step in is Wimberly. 2 outs, a runner at first. It's Haverkamp after a 2-out single. Right up the middle, back out in the center field. 7-5, Hiawatha here in the top of the fifth. Trying to force a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. First pitch to Wimberly, a little up and inside, ball number one. Done out of the stretch. Not much of a lead for Haverkamp. Smith holding him on, the 1-0. A little bit low and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. First pitch for this one, 7:32. At that time, 78 degrees. It's cooled down just a touch, but a gorgeous night nonetheless. Next pitch was a little bit low, and it's now 3 balls, no strikes. I want to walk number 9, because then you flip it back to the top of the order. That one is taken all the way for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Corning down 2 in the top of the 5th. They trail 7-5. And the pitch. Lifted high in the air, right field, shallow right field, shallow enough for the second baseman, Josh Smith, to go back onto the grass to make the catch for the out. That does it. So 4 up and 3 down to retire Corning in the 5th. A 2-out single does no harm. We head to the bottom of the 5th inning. Hiawatha leading 7-5 here on KNZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by our folks at Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha. They're offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. I want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman, part of the broadcast team. Appreciate it very much here on KNZA. Zone 3 American Legion Baseball Tournament coverage started on Thursday. We had a doubleheader for you then. Doubleheader on Friday. These games being played tonight. Supposed to be played yesterday, but rain in the forecast. Put a little damper on the field playing conditions. So had to wait a day here for these ones tonight. And Hiawatha Corning, these two both now going to represent at state this upcoming weekend. We try to determine this Zone 3 champion, which will determine some seeding and potential first-round matchups in Concordia. But right now, Hiawatha leading 7-5, 1-0 the count. Here on Peyton Teal, there's a swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. So 9-1-2 in the Hiawatha order here in the bottom of the 5th. Heidemann continues to work in relief. And a ground ball. Right side, Kelzer, Fields, throws, and gets him. Easy 4-3 for out number one. So back to the top of the order with Josh Smith. His fourth time up in the game. He has a strikeout, a single, a stolen base, and a walk. Base is empty, one out. Bottom five. 7-5, the Hiawatha lead. Heidemann's first pitch, a fastball down Broadway for a called strike. It's 0-1. Jacobson to follow. Hiawatha holds on. These two will play one more game tomorrow night for a winner-take-all. Next pitch inside, 1-1. If that's the case, we will not carry that game tomorrow night, but we will have all the coverage from Concordia at state this upcoming weekend. There's a swing and a miss, and Smith down in the count now, 1-2. Here's the kick and deal. Just missed outside, and it's evened up, 2-2. Hiawatha scored 2 in the first, 1 in the second, and 4 in the third. Heidemann's 2-2. Ooh, just missed high. Fans wanted it. The ump says no, and it's 3-2. So the count full. Corning wants to keep this at a 2-run deficit. And that pitch is outside, 4. A 1-out walk to Smith, and now Cooper Jacobson for a 4th time. Jacobson is grounded out to first. He has walked and has struck out. 1-on, 1-out here in the home 5th. Hiawatha holding on to a 7-5 lead. Spins the bat above the left shoulder from the left side. The lefty Heidemann kicks and deals. That pitch just missed outside for ball one. Jacobson, our player of the game, in our first game tonight against Doniphan County. That was a 7-4 Hiawatha win. They scored three runs late, break a 4-4 tie, including an RBI double by Jacobson. And that pitch runs inside and hits him. So caught in my tracks as Jacobson takes one between the shoulder blades, and now two on and one out for Ashton Rocky. First matchup against Corning on Friday, Rocky had a three-run triple. He was 1-for-4 in that game, and now he laces one to the right side. It is caught, and a play at second in time for the DP. A line out to second. Kelzer flips to Gibbs and gets the runner Josh Smith at second base for a double play, and that ends the inning. So two on with one out, and that's all she said and wrote. So we head to the sixth inning, still 7-5. Hang with us. It's American Legion Baseball.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Beautiful night for American Legion Baseball here in Seneca. Kirk Kilman in studio. Appreciate the hard work as always. Brandon Tamman with you. Our coverage brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Luke Dillon Electric, with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke, 785-851-0785. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Sam Dunn back to work for Hiawatha as we get going in the top of the sixth inning. Hiawatha trying to hang on for this one. They have a 7-5 lead against Corning. If Hiawatha holds on, these two will play one more winner-take-all tournament championship game tomorrow night. If Corning comes back, they will be the Zone 3 tournament champs, and both teams will then get set for AA state tournament ball this upcoming weekend in Concordia. So Sam Dunn back to work, gets the top of the order, and Hunter Lehman puts a bunt down, but right back to Dunn, flips it to first, and just in time for the out. Hunter Lehman, a good idea, trying to catch him off guard with the bunt, but just too much behind it. It got too done quickly. Makes a good throw to first for out number one. So here's Kelzer. He's been hit by a pitch. He has walked. He has popped out to third and has scored a couple of runs. Base is empty, one down, top six. Dunn bends one in there for a called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Kelzer started catching, but then once they made a pitching change, he moved defensively to second base, and now Lehman catching. Next pitch missing, one ball, one strike. Kelzer, again, has been on twice. Both times, all defer has been a courtesy runner for him. And takes one just off the plate outside, and it's two balls, one strike. Gibbs up next. Corning trying to rally. Down to their final five outs. Dunn staggered at the belt. Deals in a bender, and it's a called strike. Now 2-2. And the 2-2. Whoo, about the same spot. Dunn wanted it. Didn't get it. Now the count's full 3-2. Couple of times on both sides tonight where there have been very close calls by the umpire that have gone against the pitchers. There's a foul ball, just barely staying alive as Kelzer, and we'll try it again at 3-2. Base is empty, one down here in the top of the sixth. Hiawatha, a 7-5 lead. Corning is 3-1 against Hiawatha this year, but Hiawatha right now the advantage late in this one. Foul ball by Kelzer. Stays alive. We'll try it again. Just want to thank all of our great sponsors throughout the course of our coverage of American Legion Baseball this summer. Excited to continue that coverage coming up this weekend in Concordia. There's a line drive base hit out into center field. So Kelzer trying to get something going for Corning here in the sixth with one out. That's his first hit tonight and his third time being on board. So here's Drew Gibbs. Kelzer at first base. I believe Aldifer won't come in to courtesy run for him. Gibbs is still out there. Or correction, Kelzer is still out there, beg your pardon. Gibbs stepping in. He had a double and a run scored in the third. He walked and scored in the first, and they also intentionally walked him in the fourth. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So Kelzer at first base and one out. Gibbs up here representing the tying run. 7-5 Hiawatha here in the top of the sixth. Dunn sets, staggered at the belt, lifts the leg, fires with the right. Ground ball, could be two, on a high hop. Flip to second for one, they get the force out. Becker had a little bit of a bobble there, which may have prevented a double play, but they get the lead run for out number two. So Gibbs replacing Kelzer at first, now two down, and it's up to Race Fisher, who's had a productive night despite no hits. He's got a pair of RBI groundouts and has also been hit by a pitch. He certainly has the power to tie a game here. Two outs, one on. 7-5 Hiawatha in the top of the sixth. Fastball high and inside. And Smith with a good stop over there is Wishrup trying to catch maybe Gibbs off the bag, and he is back safely. One ball, no strikes here on Fisher. Dunn sets and fires. Just missed with the curveball, and it's two balls and no strikes. Corning scored five runs in the first three innings. They have been held to no runs and one hit in the previous two, and there's a stolen base by Gibbs. The pitch was low, and it's now 3-0. Not even a throw down to second base. So now second base and two outs, but the count 3-0 on Fisher with Heidemann due up next. A fun night of baseball here on KNZA. Hiawatha eliminating Doniphan County in the first game by a final score of 7-4. That game was tied in the late innings, but Corning would score three in the bottom of the sixth. Pull away for that win. Eliminating Doniphan County. Seneca was the first team eliminated on Friday. These two teams left standing. Champion will be crowned, but both teams will have an opportunity for a state run next weekend. That pitch outside to Fisher, ball four. The inning continues with two down. First and second, and now I think Hiawatha, we're going to get a meeting on the hill. A lefty Heidemann is set to do up. And it looks like no change will be made in terms of the pitcher. As Dunn has pitched well in relief. All right, take that back. Nope, I was right. They were just passing the ball back and forth to each other in the circle. So thought maybe they were giving it away from Dunn, but he gets it back and he settles in. So a big opportunity for Corning in the sixth. They got four outs to spare. They're down two. But they have two on and two outs. Heidemann has an RBI single in the third. He has also popped out in foul territory and has struck out. First pitch by Dunn. Bends in there for a cold strike at the knees. Hiawatha trying to force a winner-take-all tournament championship game tomorrow night. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, slow roller, but playing it, Becker at short, and he gets to second in time, just barely for the force, as Hiawatha gets out of the inning. So it stays 7-5. Hiawatha looking for some key insurance as they get ready to bat in the bottom of the sixth. We're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Does pain keep you from enjoying the things you love? At HPM, we understand how chronic pain can put a pause on your life, making everyday activities and hobbies feel like overwhelming tasks. Our team is dedicated to helping you reclaim the joy of living. The pain management solutions offered at NVCH are tailored to fit your unique needs, ensuring you get the best care close to home. Please contact our outpatient clinic at 785-336-0462 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, where people you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. Game two of our double dip tonight here in Seneca. Final two teams stand alone in this Zone 3 tournament, Corning and Hiawatha. Both teams will represent in Concordia this upcoming weekend at the AA state tourney, but trying to determine this Zone 3 championship. That will determine, of course, seeding and first-round games on Friday, so there is certainly still much to play for here. Right now, Hiawatha trying to add insurance in the bottom of the sixth. They lead it 7-5. If they hold on, they will force a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. Here's Sam Dunn against Heidemann. Heidemann's first pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one, and the bottom of the sixth is underway. Dunn followed by Smith and then Becker. Dunn has walked and scored. He has also got a fly out to center and a line out to left. And now he hits this one sharply right to Gibbs at short, fields it beautifully, rifles a throw to first in time to Bowers for out number one. One up, one down. That'll bring up Caden Smith, who offensively tonight has been very good for Hiawatha. RBI double in the first, a single and a run scored in the third, and he walked in the fourth. So he has reached in all three ABs, including two hits and an RBI. Nobody on, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Heidemann deals. Ooh, runs up and inside, a little chin music. Hunt did not catch, one ball, no strikes. Big swing of the leg and a fire through. Fastball up and outside makes it 2-0. So Corning minimal will have to score two runs in the next inning to keep this game alive. Hiawatha trying to force that winner-take-all game tomorrow night. The pitch popped up. Foul territory, just skims behind us and out of play. Two balls and one strike. Heidemann out of the windup. Kicks and fires. Ground ball left side. Fisher bobbles, fields at third. Long throw and just in time. So the bobble doesn't hurt Fisher. Still able to get Smith at first for out number two. So a ground out to short and a ground out to third. First two outs of the frame, and that brings up Gannon Becker. Becker, a couple of walks tonight. He has also struck out. He has also scored a run. Up to bat with two outs and the bases empty in the bottom of the sixth. Heidemann has pitched well in relief, trying to go three up, three down here in the sixth. First pitch to Becker outside for ball one. Becker from the right side wearing jersey number 19. Old school style, no batting gloves. Little choked up on the bat, not much wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Dances one a little bit inside and takes it for ball two. Heidemann. Two balls, no strikes, kicks, and fires. Sliced out of play to the right side and foul. And it's 2-1. Hiawatha has not been retired in order in any of the innings tonight. They did put five to the plate, or excuse me, they just sent four to the plate last inning, but that was the least that Corning has faced. And now this one is lifted high in the air, but playable. Still on the infield. It's going to be the second baseman in Kelzer, and he dropped it. He misplayed it. It looks like Gibbs was getting close to him right behind second base. Maybe there was some miscommunication that caught him off guard, but that is an error that keeps the inning alive. That is the third error in the game by the Corning defense. Now let's see if it haunts him here. Two outs, an error puts Becker at first base. Here's Wishrup. Heidemann sets at the belt, kicks and deals, outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Wishrup, a single in the first. He's also struck out, and he has also popped out to second. Becker the runner at first, decent size lead being held. He'll take off. The pitch is hit out to the left side, and Gibbs was playing the steal, and it goes right past him into left field for a hit. And a throw into third, not in time, and now they're at the corners with two down. A potential hit and run on there. So as soon as Becker took off, Gibbs at short had to go cover second. And if Gibbs would have stayed right where he was, he should have been able to make an easy play in what could have been the final out. But well executed, and now could the error be costly? As now it's Camden Thonin, who has reached via a walk. He has also struck out twice. They're at the corners with two down, 7-5. Hiawatha leading, trying to add some insurance. First pitch high for a ball. Dunn and Smith retired back-to-back with the ground out to short, the ground out to third respectively, but an error by Kelzer at third has kept this inning alive. Ooh, a pickoff play not in time. Nearly got the runner Wishrup at first. The error actually at second base, but a dropped pop-up, and then that followed with Wishrup's single, which put runners now on first and third. One ball, no strikes, two outs, two on. Here's the pitch. Foul tip and a strike, and it's 1-1. Thrown an 0-for-2 in the first game tonight against Doniphan County. Also reached on an error and walked. A couple of strikeouts here tonight, and a walk and a run scored. Big opportunity to add some insurance. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a miss, and he's behind in the count 1-2. That pitch was low. Kind of brought out the P wedge there, just couldn't quite make the connect. And he's got to protect, try to put something in play. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. Heidemann sets and deals just inside. 2-2. Opportunity here for Thonin. Can he come through with two strikes and two outs? The pitch. Low and outside, ball three. Peyton Teal due up next. 7-5, Hiawatha trying to potentially add here in the bottom of the sixth. Heidemann 3-2. Low ball four, gets away to the backstop, charging towards home. The throw not in time, and the run is in. It is going to be a walk and a wild pitch, and Becker scores to make it 8-5. That is the fifth walk given up by Heidemann. A wild pitch as well with it now gives Hiawatha a crucial insurance run. They lead it 8-5. And now still batting with first and seconds and two down. Here's Teal. He is 1-for-3. And Hiawatha is going to get a courtesy runner here for Wishrup at second base. And again, second time, Sieben Morgan comes in to be the courtesy runner. So a wild pitch adding a crucial run for Hiawatha here in the sixth. They lead 8-5. Heidemann's pitch. Just missed, and it's 1-0. Teal drove in two with a single in the third. He has also struck out and has grounded out. One ball, no strikes, two outs, two on. And a swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Now is the first run Hiawatha has scored since the third inning. That was the first run both teams have scored since the third inning. Heidemann's pitch is fouled out of play, and it's one ball, two strikes. So Heidemann, again, had pitched really well in relief. Dunn as well has also pitched well in relief for Hiawatha. Kept both teams at bay for a while, but Hiawatha finally scratching one across to extend their lead. High chopper towards second. Gibbs Field fires low throw, not in time. And we continue. The base is now loaded. It is an infield hit for Peyton Teal. Bouncing over Heidemann on the mound, fielded right in front of second base. Gibbs played it well. His throw was low, and it was dug out nicely by Bowers at first, but not in time to get Teal. And now Josh Smith, chance to really blow this game open. A three-run lead in the bottom of the sixth. Two outs, bases loaded. First pitch to Smith, a little bit high for a ball. Fifth at bat tonight for Josh Smith. A strikeout, a single, a walk, and a walk. Heidemann, a 1-0 out of the windup. That one is low, ball two. Corning desperately needs to get Smith out. Heidemann kicks, a 2-0. And it's a called strike on the inside corner, two balls, one strike. And this has all happened with two outs. The first two batters were retired in the first five pitches. That pitch outside, now 3-1. A walk will score a run. But after the two ground outs, an error, a single, a walk, a single, and now a 3-1 count. Here on Smith, the pitch is low, ball four. An RBI walk, and the lead extends to 9-5. Steven Morgan scores the courtesy run. Thone into third. Teal to second. Now Smith to first. This might be it for Heidemann. Now let's see. They're going to keep him maybe on the bump. Not sure. But Heidemann. Well, you go back to the air. The dropped pop-up to Kelzer at second, which would have ended the inning and kept it 7-5. But after that error, a single, a walk, a single, a walk. Two runs have scored. And again, that has proved very costly. It is now a four-run lead for Hiawatha, 9-5. Bottom of the sixth, still batting, bases loaded, two outs, and now it's Cooper Jacobson. He's been hit by a pitch, he has walked, he has struck out, and he has grounded out. Heidemann's pitch is a little bit high for a ball. Eighth batter to come up here in the inning for Hiawatha. And what should have been a three-up, three-down inning has turned now into two runs, and the bases are loaded with still two outs. This is hit down the right field line, and that just stays inside the line. Wow, slice back into play, and two runs are going to score on a double. Thonin and Teal both score, and the game is blown open. A two RBI double down the line and right. Just stayed inside the line, and it's now 11-5. Hiawatha has blown it open here with quality insurance in the sixth. Now second and third. Here's Rocky. Takes one high for a ball. So Hiawatha officially batting around here in the sixth and adding four more runs, and their lead is six. 1-0 for Heidemann. Missing inside. And it's 2-0. Rocky singled and scored in the first. He walked the bases loaded in the second. He has lined out a couple of times as well, including once that ended in a double play. Another pitch high, 3-0. It's unraveling now for Corning. The error at second proves as costly as can be. Heidemann's 3-0. Outside, ball four. And the bases are loaded, still with two outs, and that might do it for Heidemann. Well, I tried to get him out of the inning, but just unable to do so. A pitching change for Corning. We'll step aside. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha adding key insurance here in the bottom of the sixth inning, all with two outs. They lead Corning 11-5. And now the third pitcher in the game for Corning, as Kelzer will try to end this inning that Hiawatha has put together, all with two outs. They tried to give Brett Heidemann the chance to finish, but again, a crucial error with two outs. Sam Dunn and Caden Smith started the inning with back-to-back groundouts, and then Gannon Becker popped out what would have been the final out to second base, but it was misplayed by Kelzer. He drops it, an error puts Becker on, and then after that, a single, a walk, a single, a walk, a double, a walk, and four runs have scored. And what was a 7-5 game is now 11-5, and the bases are still loaded with two outs. Bowers is now playing at second base. Heidemann, where he started, is back at first. Hiawatha holds on. They're in a great spot. They'll force a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. Right here in Seneca. I believe that start time would be at 6 o'clock. But they have blown the game open here after a crucial error in the sixth. So Kelzer is just going to try to finish this one off. And there's a swing and a miss, and the bat went slipping out of Dunn's hands. And a swinging strike there. The bat kind of flew away behind him, but no harm, no foul. Again, Dunn started the inning with a ground out. He has lined out to right. He has a fly out to center. He has also walked and scored. 0-1 by Kelzer. Is in the dirt, kicks away, but all the runners hold. One ball, one strike. Good play there by Lehman to just keep it in front enough to not allow a runner to come in. Plenty of room between home and the backstop here. A lot of times when that ball gets by the catcher and you're at third, more times than not, they're darting home. Bases loaded, still two outs, and the pitch is just fouled away. And it's one ball and two strikes. So the air certainly came back to bite Corning here in the bottom of the sixth. And they're going to have a heavy workload to put together in what could be their final at-bat in tonight's game. Slow roller, left side, Fisher, Fields, running, firing, and getting the out. Good dig by Heidemann, who slams the ball in frustration. I can understand that. It was a tough, tough inning, all with two outs. But Hiawatha three outs away from forcing a winner-take-all game tomorrow night. They lead it 11-5 here on KNZA.
If you're building or buying a home in this great community, then congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we're here to help. We're United Bank and Trust, and we have a highly experienced staff who knows everything from purchasing to refinancing to construction lending. We'll find the right loan that works best for you and guide you through the entire process. Stop by your local branch to learn more, or simply go online to www.ubankonline.com. Welcome to your new home. Let United Bank and Trust help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KNZA.
Hiawatha three outs away from forcing a winner-take-all game tomorrow night here in this Zone 3 American Legion tournament. Brandon Tabb and Kirk Kilman, thanks for hanging with us. They score four runs in the bottom of the sixth and turn a 7-5 lead into an 11-5 advantage. And Sam Dunn will try to shut the door cleanly. Put a finishing touch on this one tonight. He has pitched well in relief. 2 2/3, two hits, no runs, a couple of walks, no strikeouts. But a costly error by Corning with two outs in that bottom of the sixth inning turned very costly as four runs would score following that error. So 11-5, top of the seventh we go. And Dunn will see Aiden Talley to kick things off here in the seventh, followed by Paxton Bowers and then Ben Haverkamp. So both these teams, if you're just joining us, have already submitted themselves into the AA State Tournament this upcoming weekend in Concordia. But these games here are determining the Zone 3 champion, which will determine first-round matchups on Friday. Corning came in 2-0. Hiawatha 2-1, double elimination, of course, so Corning needed to win tonight to finish the tournament off. But Hiawatha looking to force that winner-take-all Game 3 tomorrow night. Essentially Game 2, but Game 3 against these two in this tournament. Here's a 1-0 by Dunn, and Talley is swinging a miss there, and it's one ball and one strike. Talley had an RBI single in the first. He flew out to right in the third and grounded out to third in the fifth. A 1-1 by Dunn. Ooh, just missed. And two balls and one strike. So if Hiawatha holds on here, they will play tomorrow night one final time. Winner will take the Zone 3 tournament championship. Next pitch a little bit low, now 3-1. We will not carry that game, by the way, on KNZA, but we will have all the coverage during the weekend for both of these teams at the state tournament. There's a called strike on the inside corner, and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes. Dunn has pitched very well in relief and is trying to shut the door here. And it's ripped to the right side and a base hit to right field. Boy, Smith at first had a chance at it, but missed too much heat behind it. And a leadoff single for Talley. They need a lot more of those. That brings up Paxton Bowers, who has reached thanks to a walk in the third. He has struck out, and he is also grounded out. And is Corning going for a courtesy runner here? I do not believe so. Nope, there will be a courtesy runner. They bring in Aldifer. To run for Talley. And now Hiawatha wants a quick timeout. Right now 11-5 our score. One on, nobody out here in the seventh. Hiawatha, great shape here to beat Corning for just the second time in five meetings this summer. They scored a two in the first, one in the second, but the big innings, four in the third, and then four in the sixth. And those four runs in the sixth, all with two outs. A crucial error kept that inning alive, and Hiawatha more than took advantage of it. Tally a leadoff single, though, here in the seventh for Corning. Aldifer courtesy runner for him. He's at first base, nobody out. Here is Paxton Bowers. So after the brief meeting, done back to work, just needs three outs to wrap this boy up. Here's the pitch. Called strike, and it's 0-1. Ben Haverkamp on deck. Corning came into this game at 14-5. Runner takes off. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side, fielded. Firing. Oh, and it's a long, wide throw off the target. That is a big-time error by Jacobson, and a run is going to score. A routine ground ball. Jacobson, who is pretty sure fire over there, just sailed that throw and sailed it far enough to where Aldifer was able to score the run and make it 11-6. That is the second error by the Hiawatha defense. So now runner at second, nobody out. Here's Haverkamp. Dunn sets, kicks and fires. Outside for a ball. Haverkamp has a strikeout, a ground out, and a single. Long way to go for Corning. They are down 11-6. They have already plated a run thanks to an error. Now two balls and no strikes here on Haverkamp. Dunn sets and fires. Outside, ball three. Miles Wimberly due up next. A costly error doomed large for Corning that last half inning. Although Corning has a long way to go here in the seventh, does an error potentially put Hiawatha in a little bit of danger. We'll see. 3-1 now the count. Outside, ball four. A single, an error, and a walk. Here is Wimberly. Two on, nobody out. Score still 11-6. Wimberly, a walk in the second. Lined out to third in the fourth and popped out to second in the fifth. First pitch to him here in the seventh is laced foul. Well, the Corning fans are feeling like their team is trying to give themselves a chance for an epic comeback. Got a ways to go. There's a nice pitch. Bends in there, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Hiawatha holds on. These two play one more tomorrow night, which will decide the tournament champion. But both teams have qualified for state already. Another foul ball to the right side. Good idea there to hack at that pitch because it would have been close on the outside corner. At least keep yourself alive and not leave it up to the umpire to make a call. No balls, two strikes. Two on, nobody out. A run in here in the seventh, but still Hiawatha leading 11-6. Runners take off. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball. I say runners took off. It was just Bowers at second base who took off. Haverkamp stood strong at first, but Bowers having to go back. Can Wimberly come through? Keep this thing rolling with nobody out. He is down in the count 0-2. Here's the pitch. Just missed inside. Boy, the fans wanted it. Did not get the call, and it's one ball, two strikes. Nearing 2 hours and 15 minutes into this second game. 1-2. Outside, ball two, and both runners advance stealing, and not even a throw given to either way. Second and third, nobody out, and the count even Stevens, 2-2. Dunn sets, kicks, fires. It is high, ball three. Boy, if Wimberly comes back from down 0-2 to get on base, that would be rather impressive. Big 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is by Dunn. Low, ball four. Bases loaded, nobody out, and now Corning has the top of the order. Here is Hunter Lehman, who has singled and scored. He is struck out, he is walked, and he is grounded out. Bases loaded, nobody out, five-run game here in the seventh. Dunn's pitch, chopper, left side, fielded, short by Becker, long throw is not in time. It's an infield hit, and a run is in. It is now 11-7, and everybody is safe. An infield RBI single. It was deep fielded in the hole at short by Becker. Lehman too much speed, so an RBI. And now a four-run game, and Kelzer represents the tying run, and he is up there. First pitch by Dunn, outside for a ball. Boy, this thing is getting interesting real quick. Haverkamp at third, Wimberly at second, Lehman at first. Dunn's 1-0 pitch on the way. A called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Kelzer's been hit by a pitch. He has walked, popped out to third, and has singled. They would take a single right now for sure. Called strike on the outside corner, didn't agree, but now he needs to protect. It's 1-2. Still nobody out. Two runs have scored. This game has gotten interesting real quick. 11-7, Hiawatha trying to hold on. And a time called by Kelzer. He'll step out. Well, the fans are itching for a quality finish, and they're getting it. One, two, by Dunn. Ground ball. Left side, Becker fields, throws to second, and they get the out. But a run is in, so they get the all-important first out, but it's now 11-8. A run in, Haverkamp scores. Wimberly goes to third, so now first and third with one out. And again, the tying run at the plate here with Drew Gibbs. Dunn's pitch is a called strike. So the first three batters in this inning have all come around to score. The fact that Corning has an opportunity with the tying run at the plate, a breath of fresh air. There's a hard swing there and a foul ball right back into the net, and quickly no balls, two strikes. So both teams have had errors defensively here late that have cost runs. 0-2 by Dunn. Ooh, ran inside, nearly got him, but just skated out of the way, and it's one ball, two strikes. Runner at third is Wimberly. Runner at first is Gelzer. 11-8 is our score. Called strike three, bends in there for a big second out, and down goes Gibbs. Monster strikeout. Kelzer gets to second base in the process, but now it is up to Race Fisher. He does still represent the tying run. 11-8 our score. Two outs, though, now. Top seven. Hiawatha trying to hold on. First pitch by Dunn, a called strike. It's 0-1. Dunn working quickly, yes to that sign. He has a staggered stance. He lifts with the left, fires with the right. It's outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Well, the umpire now, the infield umpire, having a little discussion with Dunn on the mound, but good to go, ready to go. Second and third base, down to their final outs here in this game, Corning. They need something from Fisher to keep it alive. Pitch by Dunn. Missed inside, 2-1. Fisher, the eighth batter to come up in the inning. Three have scored. Corning is within three. But they're down to their final out. Here's the pitch. Oh, and it runs inside and drills them. Second time Fisher's been hit in tonight's game, and that loads the bases for Brett Heideman. A three-run deficit for Corning with two outs in the seventh, bases loaded. What more could you ask for if you're listening at home? First pitch by Dunn to Heideman is a called strike. Heideman struck out in the first, had an RBI single in the third, popped out to third in the fourth, and grounded out to second in the sixth. The 0-1 just missed. One ball and one strike. Wimberly at third. Kelzer at second. Fisher at first. 11-8 game here in the seventh. Another pitch just missing outside. Advantage Heideman, 2-1. Big opportunity. It would be an epic comeback. Here's the pitch. And fouled straight back. And Heideman and Corning down to their final strike. Bases loaded. Two outs. A 2-2 count. Hiawatha holding on to a three-run lead. It's 11-8. Dunn's pitch. It is hit well. Out to center field. Rocky, though, playing it and correctly makes the catch for the final out, and the rally is dead here in the seventh, and Hiawatha holds on to win it by a final score of 11-8, and they force a winner-take-all championship game tomorrow night. Incredible and fun stuff, no doubt about it. Our post-game show is next. Thanks for hanging with us. We're back after this on KNZA.
Hey y'all, this is Whitney from Fitted. We have shoes for all ages featuring top brands like Reef, Brooks, Birkenstocks, Under Armour, Sass, Skechers, Clarks, and more. Whether you need comfy casuals or stylish heels, we've got you covered. Visit us at Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas, your local apparel and footwear store. Can't make it into the store? Shop with us online at FittedKS.com. Let us help you find the perfect fit for every step of your journey. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Broadcast coming to a close here tonight on KNZA. Hiawatha, post number 66. They hold on, defeat Corning post 216, 11-8. Advancing to a winner-take-all championship game tomorrow night here in Seneca. Corning and Hiawatha one more time to determine the Zone 3 champion. Again, that will be tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We will not carry that game on KNZA. Of course, both of these teams have already qualified for their spots at the upcoming state tournament this weekend out in Concordia. We'll have all the coverage for both teams this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Concordia, but we will not have the broadcast tomorrow night with that winner ultimately being the Zone 3 tournament champion. Loser will be the runner-up. Again, that is for seeding purposes and first-round games coming up in Concordia. So we've had a lot of fun. Glad to be a part of your nights, whether it was Thursday, Friday, or tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. Kirk Kilman, appreciate it very much in studio. But real quick, just kind of a breakdown of this one, 11-8. As Hiawatha able to get the win and force that game tomorrow night here in Seneca. They scored early. They scored often. They scored two in the first, one in the second. They added four in the third and then really put the game away in the sixth. Four runs, but a crucial error with two outs and nobody on in that bottom of the sixth inning allowed Hiawatha to follow up with four runs, which at the time gave them an 11-5 lead. But Corning made it interesting in the top of the seventh. An error by Hiawatha made things interesting as well, but runs scored by Talley, Bowers, and Haverkamp, and then Corning had the bases loaded with two down multiple times. They had the tying man up to the plate and trying to put a monster rally together, but ultimately the three runs not enough in the seventh as Hiawatha again holds on for an 11-8 victory. 25-10 now the record for Hiawatha. As, again, they will play one final time tomorrow night. Sorry, I'm just trying to do a little bit of math in my head. All right, we're good. But anyways, we got a player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, again, it was very even. I mean, there wasn't really one player that ultimately stuck out for Hiawatha tonight, but sometimes you got to show some love for the number nine hitter, and that's the case. Peyton Teal. We're going to give him our player of the game nod. He did have two hits, two RBIs, a couple of runs scored. He had a big two RBI single in the four-run third, helped Hiawatha extend that lead out and enough to help them hold on for the win, again, by a final score of 11-8. So Peyton Teal, again, our player of the game. It is brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Well, the next time we're on the air for American Legion Baseball will be Friday in Concordia. Time and teams to be determined, but we will have all the coverage this upcoming weekend in Concordia for both Corning and Hiawatha right here on 103.9 FM KNZA. So excited for that. If you're out here in Seneca, come to the ballpark tomorrow night. We won't have the broadcast for you as they play that final game to determine the Zone 3 championship. It'll be a 6 o'clock first pitch here in Seneca. So if you come on out and support these guys, they have been playing hard and sure, they're having a lot of fun. So a winner-take-all Zone 3 Tournament Championship game tomorrow night here in Seneca. We will not have that game on KNZA, but we'll be back on the air Friday in Concordia. Times and games to be determined, as once again we will have coverage of both teams out at the AA State Tournament. Final tallies before we get out of here. Hiawatha getting the win, 11 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. They left 11 on base. Corning, they get the loss, 8 runs, 8 hits. 3 errors, and 12 left on base. Corning a record now, 14-6. Hiawatha improves to 25-10. Game time tonight, 2 hours and 23 minutes. These two again, one final time for the Zone 3 Tournament Championship tomorrow night, 6 o'clock here in Seneca. Come on out and support these guys. We're on the air next Friday, or this upcoming Friday, I should say, in Concordia, representing both these teams at the AA State Tournament. So excited to bring you that coverage here in a matter of days. For Kirk Kilman, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.